All right, so we're trying Count Chocula first.
Are we not gonna like lead into
this is a cold open. Everybody just
okay.
All anyone knows is we're trying Count Chocula,
and it's definitely the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I legit. The only reason I'm here is for this tasting because I was like, I'm tired.
Before
I'm
we left hungry, the house, that's what we
and
said.
And he's like, oh, well, we're gonna taste test some cereal. And I was like, cool, dinner.
Try to chew away from the mics. If it's too bad, I'm just going to have to cut the whole thing. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I started eating it, but then I thought I'll wait till it gets good and soggy.
Ew.
You don't have to deal with the crunch factor.
Well,
who are you?
Yeah. That is an oatmeal man.
He does eat oatmeal every day.
No, seriously. Like as a child, as I had, you know, Sugar Smacks and Honeycomb and all of that cereal, it wasn't till like it was good and soggy that like it was his best.
I'm glad you didn't tell me this while we were dating. None of you would exist.
That's a massive deal breaker.
That may be Michael, but probably not because of the butterfly effect.
Could be.
Armageddon.
You know what cereal does get soft, like really quickly?
Life.
Life is a good
life
one.
Does,
yeah, that's
it gets,
fair.
Yeah, it gets from 0 to 100 in terms of saturation.
Like cotton candy
no, water. Those
have Fruity Pebbles. Nothing gets soggier quicker than Fruity Pebbles.
No.
They almost get stale when you put milk in.
Yeah. What is that cereal that you used to eat? The Frosted...
Oh, yeah.
Mini Wheats?
Frosted Mini Wheats was my cereal.
No.
Yeah.
You had about
gotta eat those quick.
5 minutes.
Well, there was a perfect
and then
moment.
You have like a hay bale of like sogginess.
I think those are like meant to get soggy though. Like, I mean, it's
you had to sacrifice.
It's harder oatmeal. Is
you
basically what it
your
is.
Mouth to eat them.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, the first few, rips your skin, the roof of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you had to have some of the shredded wheat that sacrificed themselves so that the others would just only be moderately soggy, and then the ones that you sacrificed, they gave their lives so that others could be chewy.
Yeah, those are like milk gushers. You know, take
yeah.
You get down to the last one, you just bite into it, and it's just like wringing out a towel.
I don't know that I can tell that this is actually chocolate, though.
You couldn't tell it was chocolate?
Like, I don't taste chocolate.
What do you taste?
Cocoa Pebbles kind of chocolate.
Yeah, cocoa-y. Yeah.
Cereal chocolate, yeah.
And not like real cocoa, but the kind of cocoa that's in cocoa cereal.
Yeah.
I have a feeling all of these are going to vaguely taste like Lucky Charms.
Yeah, we ready for the next one?
I've been ready.
All right.
Do I want to mix the milk? Like, keep the milk?
I feel like you can't mix the milk.
You can't mix the milk. Slam the milk. What are you doing?
I gotta slam it.
This is cereal.
I'm also eating
milk.
Swedish fish for everyone until
Oh, man. Count Chocula and Swedish fish. My
next
favorite snack.
Strawberry.
All right. Yeah, let's do a Frankenberry.
Little Frankenberry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a strawberry flavored cereal, allegedly.
We'll see about that.
Are we gonna do like an 8 out of 10 on Count Chocula first?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I have nothing to compare it to.
It's because right now I just
like. Well, how'd you like it?
I was really hungry and now I'm not as hungry. So like 10 out of 10, it was great.
Good. Like, I eat it again. I
had a really good time.
9 out of 10.
By the time we get to Booberry, we can really be analyzing.
Yeah.
we're gonna get all the way down to Carmella Creeper. We're gonna be like 0 out of 10. I'm so full. So much cereal.
Did they do other variants before Carmella Creeper? And then it's just like every year they do like a different new one.
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was just these three.
I remember
it was these
Count
three
Chocolate
for a while.
This and is the Frankenberry.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I don't know if Booberry came out. Like,
wasn't Frankenberry like the new kid on the block for a bit?
No, Booberry was. I thought.
Ooh.
Oh, I gotta get rid of milk.
This looks like my defecation is going to not be the similar color it usually is.
Yeah, this is a brightly colored cereal.
It's very pink.
This helps irradiate it.
I don't know if I should have
this. I'm gonna use less milk this time. I had to drink too much
less
milk.
Less milk this time.
Thump, 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 thump.
There's going to be a lot of red 40
tunes on the back.
Between this and the Swedish fish, there's going to be a lot of red 40.
Welcome to the Monster Mash,
80
fellas.
Milliliter ounces of Kool-Aid.
Oh my God, you're drinking the red Kool-Aid. eating some Frankenberry and the Swedish fish.
I'm just go ahead and say it. The marshmallow to cereal ratio is
pretty busted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shame.
Did you guys ever have the strawberry honeycombs when those came out? I haven't had it probably like 10 years. This tastes like a worse version of that.
I didn't know they had strawberry honeycomb.
It was limited.
Yeah. It sounds like.
Sounds like for a good reason.
That was pretty good.
This is not as good as the cocoa.
Yeah, this is kind of whatever. I'm going to say like 6 out of 10.
Not going to lie, this is pretty mid.
Number 8.
There's flavor at the beginning, and then at the end it tastes like nothing.
I'm tasting a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
All right, first bite had 0 marshmallows in it. And then I have some sort of childhood memory. Again, not strawberry, but... I mean, I guess, like toy strawberry. Like strawberry shortcake when you squeezed her belly.
Like a scratch and sniff.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Pretty accurate.
Wait, you had a strawberry shortcake doll that when you squeezed their belly, it smelled like strawberry?
Mm-hmm. Where did the smell come out of?
Her mouth. She was giving you kisses or something.
You just make the doll burp on you?
Who are kisses?
Let me smell your breath. I'm going to change the 5 out of 10. I didn't even have that much, but I just didn't really care for it.
It's getting worse as you eat it.
Kind of. It's just making me think about how I could be eating Count Chocula right now.
Yeah, that's what eating Frankenberry.
I assume blueberry is blueberry. Is that the play on words?
You know, it doesn't say blueberry flavored cereal. It just says berry flavored cereal for blueberry. Like Frankenberry is strawberry, but that just says it's berry flavored. Blueberry does. So I don't know what berries.
So Frankenberry is literal butthole.
literal.
Count Chocula.
Not figuratively.
Is king right now. And blueberry is
by
all
far.
Right.
This is pretty on the same level as a strawberry. It's just oops, it's berry. I bet
it's all berry.
Frankenberry and blueberry mixed together is not bad.
It's so nothing. It's not turning my milk a different color.
Yeah, I need that. I need that dye.
It is looking like the milk is like scared. It's like, and it turned just like off white.
You're right. I do like it a little bit better than Frankenberry, though.
Yeah, Carmelia Creeper gonna wow me for sure.
Too better. It's just caramel. Or is it like caramel apple? Oh, I see. Now it's caramel apple.
Yeah, it is a caramel apple flavored cereal.
All right.
Carmela Creeper.
New Carmela Creeper. Artificially flavored caramel apple cereal. And what is she? Like a
I guess a zombie.
Yeah. Zombie with headphones and she's a DJ. Oh, that smell is not good.
Oh,
it's so green.
All right, not a good start.
So,
is 6 enough to...
It's so bright. We need more milk.
Ooh. Yeah.
The smell is difficult to get over.
There's a lot more marshmallows. I actually like the smell. I think it smells like syrup.
It smells like an elementary school. It does a little bit. It kind of have like a waffle syrup kind of smell.
It smells like your hands are going to be sticky as shit.
It's so
this.
Bright.
It is.
Oh, my bad.
This is like garbage pale kids green.
Wait, is it green apple?
Yes.
Oh, it's green apple. I'm smelling green apple. Oh, I'm really excited for this first bite.
Okay, this cereal is just neon lime green.
It goes from like Jolly Rancher green apple flavor into I'm bad caramel.
Ooh, be careful what you wish for, folks. When you're like, oh, blueberry doesn't have any flavor. No.
Remember when we couldn't taste it?
Remember when we couldn't taste it?
That is so weird.
I hate it.
This is rough.
I do not care for this at all.
What is her name? Carmella, God rest your soul. Don't come back.
I'm going to take a second bite.
That's what I've been doing.
The thing is, I got so much of it.
Why'd you pour such a big bowl?
I was optimistic.
Maybe this is the one that's really bright green. Should be good.
So.
Yeah, Count Chocula is the goat.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I respect that they went with something weird for Carmella Creeper, but it's not for me.
I kind of just don't want to eat this right now.
Then don't.
Well, I'm switching to juice box.
Just pour it out. Switching to grape juice.
This is still a cold open.
So welcome to Big Cup of Blue. I'm James.
Yeah, this is...
I'm Joe.
So we're just going to pretend we didn't
absolutely
spend 23 minutes eating cereal.
Absolutely.
Into a microphone.
I want people to feel like they're part of our family.
Hey, gang. It's me. the cereal lord. I just ate 4 kinds of cereal, and now my stomach kind of hurts.
Yeah, I feel that.
Was it the cereal or the milk? A lot of milk.
That was a lot of milk.
Well, I gotta finish now. Hold
on. You gotta. Okay. I do feel for less than $9 getting the whole set. That was a good price.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, they had this like box thing at Sam's Club where they were like, they're not like the gigantic cereal boxes. They're, I guess, as big as they probably mm-hmm. used to be.
Yeah.
And you get all four in a big box. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that'll be $9. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm gonna do something crazy when I'm done with this.
All right. Thanks for the heads up.
Okay. All right. I wrote down crap.
Okay. We just finished the cereal mm-hmm. and I've cut probably, I cut it to a good solid couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the verdict? Count Chocula is the best, right?
Count
yeah.
Chocula is the best. And
then probably
caramel one is the worst.
Okay. So Count Chocula, then Boo Berry, then Frankenberry, then Carmella Creeper.
Yes.
Is that what we're okay. going with?
That okay. is,
yeah.
Sounds good. Good.
There it is. There's like our general our official consensus. Ranking.
Yeah. Yeah, I get.
All right. Now that we're done with that excuse to eat cereal.
Not just yet.
Oh, no.
Pass me all of the boxes, no! please.
It's, he's doing it.
I'm making the Franken.
He's going crazy.
I'm going stupid.
All right, blueberry's been poured into a bowl. Same bowl now has Count Chocula in it.
Gotta make sure the ratio
is totally for this yeah. right just up until layer. The green cereal.
No, that's gotta go in too.
All right. It all has to go
it,
in.
Oh, it has to. Came in the go. Set.
Thank you.
You gotta mix it all up Damn. With your hand you so it's Damn. All together.
No, Frankenberry.
We don't yeah. want it layered.
Look at the contrast of the green to the darks.
Ooh, now add the pink. And you'll have
you
my
saved the brightest
dining.
Two cereals for last.
That's my living Whoa. My dining room right there. Pink and green there.
Looks like watermelon.
All right, give it a good stir there.
Man, that's pretty cursed.
It's so dark and vibrant.
Can somebody get a picture of that before?
This is that scene from Elf.
Oh my God, yes.
Where he's like making the most cursed meal.
We eat this on the South Pole. All right, here we go. Oh, I'm going in.
Oh my God, the colors on that. I don't even want to know what the milk is going to look like when you're done.
It probably
just going to be black.
Yeah, it's going to be black. Gray or black or something with all my.
Let me guess. It tastes like nothing.
Yeah. All the flavors neutralized. Yeah.
And that's what you get.
And then there's that kick in the teeth of the caramel afterward.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like 15 to 16 servings of whole grain per serving.
Yeah. Mm. Give or take.
That's what it tastes like.
You think this is one of those things where these cereals tasted way better 10 years ago, but then they had to try and make it kind of healthy, and now they taste like nothing?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
It's delicious.
I can tell you.
Well... That's disappointing.
It's the true ghost cereal.
Okay, now we're done with the cereal segment.
Okay.
We can move on.
Matt, yeah, now we can move on.
Anyway, I'm Austin.
I'm Michael.
I'm Arden.
It's me, Martimus.
So there it is. Yeah. Okay. So that's just the six of us. Mm-hmm. We can podcast if we try, just the six of us. Mm. So yeah, the last time we did one was July 4th.
July
3rd, right before July 4th, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh.
Oh, whoops. Skipped a
back,
2.5, almost 3 months.
So yeah, we did a lot of stuff. So much so we had to make a list on this one. So you wrote it down. Yeah, but you wrote like a word that's supposed to remind you of what to
Who
talk about.
James.
Because like on that list, that one just says colon.
Yeah, dad's colonoscopy.
All right, see, that's what I'm saying. Do I have to write more than colon for y'all to know?
You should have drew a colon.
No, it's the Michael's RV.
I was also confused, and she was like, you know, Michael's RV rental thing. And I was like, oh, not
There's
an RV.
Right out of the list.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So. Okay. Well, that's like, the middle of the list. We mm-hmm. have to start from the beginning.
Yeah, just start at the top.
So, like, early August, August 5th, apparently, because that's what you wrote on that list, mm-hmm. we had at the Cup a retro game night.
Do y'all remember that?
That was so long ago, it feels like.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
But it did feel like quite a while ago.
It was about a month and a half ago. Yeah, we just plugged in a bunch of like old consoles. We had NES, SNES, we had a Genesis, Xbox, Xbox 360, PS1, PS2, end of the list. We just brought a bunch of TVs.
Yeah, that was a good time.
And plugged it in. There was a lot
of generated.
There was a lot of exhaust coming off of all those consoles, plus the bodies.
Yeah, we should have also bought a bunch of big fans because
we
got,
did end up bringing fans.
Yeah,
in.
I had to. But,
they got pretty stuffy.
You
in
know,
there.
After an event, we always like make notes of hey, what worked, what didn't work, mm-hmm. so that our next event, you know, is bigger and better. And kind of the only thing that we wrote down was not in August because yeah. it generated so much yeah. heat.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is a winter event.
This is an excellent yeah. springtime, fall time
now
event.
I'm thinking February.
We get like, smack like record in the zeros later. Again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll do it.
Yeah. When the school shut down because of snow, that's when we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. When everyone's like mm-hmm. pipes froze for like a week yes. and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling somebody that same night, because we were talking about how hot it was in there, and we was talking about one of the Black and Gifted events that we had one night there was in like a January or February, and it was freezing outside. Like it was like below 32 degrees. It was freezing, and we still opened the back and front door so air mm-hmm. could flow through the building. It was still so warm in there.
Mm-hmm.
So like the building just holds heat like crazy, even dead winter.
It's got that old brick.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah. horse
that
hair
old
brick.
Horsehair What's brick. It, yeah.
It's like 18, the walls are like 18 inches thick around that thing.
Yep.
Oh.
Anyway, what I thoroughly, like, obviously the night, wild success. Gonna definitely do it again. It was a lot of fun. I also enjoyed, like, preparing for it. Okay, there's a lot going on.
I'm trying to silently gesture to some people.
Yeah, don't touch your mic.
You can't touch the mic because it makes a rumbly noise. And I get sad when I have to edit it out for
edit
hours.
Edit this out. He's not going to edit that no. out. And now everybody's going to hear you say that.
In fact, I'm going to mute your whole track. And the only people. Thing you're just going to chime in and go.
That's the intro, Arden. Is
Welcome to Big Cuppa.
So, we had a good time picking up TVs, right, Austin?
Yeah, a great time. picking up metaphorically, but also physically lifting televisions. So we started out, we're like, oh, it'll be so cool to do like old CRTs. And that way it'll like feel really retro because we'll have like the old TVs. And we get one and it's like a pretty decently sized CRT. And it was unbelievably heavy.
Yeah.
Like we were worried none of the tables would hold it. I almost threw out my back trying to load it into the car. They sold it to me for like $5. They're like, if you can get it out of my garage, you can have it.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were like, well, we'll do flat screens for the rest. We've got one good CRT,
yeah.
and we'll, after that, we're
yeah,
done.
We switched the LCD screens pretty fast.
We plugged the NES into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so well, we Punch just, Out was perfect.
It was the Punch Out and Duck Hunt machine mm-hmm. with the old CRT.
Yeah. So Austin obviously was in charge of finding all the televisions, and so you know. We can't. I mean, I am not going to go buy a bunch of new television sets. Plus, we wanted that retro feel. So I stick him on. I introduce him to Facebook Marketplace.
Oh man!
And I was like, this is where you're going to find it. And so yeah, so there were several $5 CRT.
We found something on Facebook Marketplace.
And then there sometimes are old TVs that are priced higher than what you can buy them for new.
Oh, people are insane when it comes to pricing televisions. They're like, it's what do you mean? It's HD TV. It works perfectly fine. It's $90. I'm like, it's $90? That came out like 20 years ago. It's like Gen 1 flat screen TV. Yeah. It's like maybe 35 inches. It's like crazy small. You can go buy a brand new one for that size for $100. And they're like, yeah, $90. I'm not budging. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? And so you get like three of those and then one sane person who was like, oh, this is a pretty old TV. I mean, it works sort of. And give me like $10.
Yeah.
We managed to finally sift through enough of those. The thing about televisions, especially CRTs, is the glass that is like the glass panel mm-hmm. Is reflective.
It is.
So a lot of people will take a photo of the TV, but you can see their reflection in the photo. And so mm-hmm. they'll list that photo on Facebook Marketplace. One of them was an old naked woman.
The thing is when you post something on Facebook Market,
the sort of dark silhouette of an old naked
woman. It posts on your Facebook feed. So all of your friends and family also see that you're like, hey, I'm selling this.
I didn't even think about that.
There is a chance it was a pranky prank. frank image.
It was not a real code for other services.
Yeah.
True.
Was there like a winky face?
Maybe
at
it
the
wasn't
end or
a television.
$20 TV.
Yeah. TV in quotes. Mm-hmm. TV stands for touch. Very much.
Yes.
$20. How much? I mean, yeah.
Touch very much. And very much is one word.
Okay.
I didn't mean to do a Borat.
Yeah.
It just sort of happened. My TV. So,
yeah, we had a good time with that. But right after that was Austin's 30th birthday.
Hey.
He still thinks he's younger than that, but okay.
I'm basically 30. Mentally, I'm like 80.
Okay, it's no fun if you're not going to play along.
Well, I'm not Danny. I'm not upset about being old.
No, how old did you turn?
I'm 28 now.
Okay.
28 and feeling great. How you feeling?
Old. So much older than 28. My back hurts constantly.
But we did the wine country tour.
Oh, yeah. We went to Alma.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whitaker. We went to wine country.
Yeah. So if nobody's ever done that in Arkansas, it starts in Morrilton.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. Or ends in Morrilton, depending on which side you start at.
I thought it was just that area.
No.
Yeah. So, we have one. So, yeah, that was a good time. And we ate at that Hobbit Hole restaurant that they have over there at Whitaker.
Man, that was good.
That was good stuff.
Busting.
I might have had a lot of the butter.
Yeah. So they brought out bread and butter like as an appetizer, like a restaurant does sometimes. Mm-hmm. Some of us liked it more than others.
Joe.
Some of us were shoveling it in their purses to take
pockets.
Home.
This is not just me on this. Joe agrees with me. It was amazing.
Joe, how was the butter?
It was good.
How good was it? Count Chocula good?
No.
Better? Or should I say
God tier?
Should I say butter?
Ooh.
Oh. It was delicious.
Was it busting?
I put God tier butter in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And forgot about it and washed it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I still have some. It's in the mini fridge. And if you touch it.
Butter luck next time. So what's next on the list?
Waka waka. Okay, I don't know if Dad wants to talk about this, but I just put when you had planned to go to the Pantera concert, you're prevented from going because of events that had happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Most of that hurt my back, and I didn't sleep for 3 days. And then I thought about going until, this is a really short story, until I thought about going, and then the next day I was thinking about it. So I decided I might go, and I was going to think about it while I got in our pool that we have, got a little above ground pool, take a swim. Well, I'd left my trunks outside. And when I went out to get them so that they would dry, when I went out to get them, I put them on, and there was a bee in there, and it got stung in the groin several times.
Ooh, I thought that was going.
So that pretty much was like, you know what? This is just clearly not meant to happen. I'm going to stay home and just ice down and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I guess it's a sign that all of us here are getting old, because we were like, some of us were like, oh, we're going to Pantera, it's going to be sick. And some of us were like, I don't really want to go to that, but like, I'll go because it's in Rogers or whatever. And we'll just go do stuff at Rogers. So we'll all take a trip there the day of. And then like, it gets pretty close to the time and all of us are like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Just forget it.
Yeah, it was. I still would have went, but it just, by the time it had gotten there, I was so beat up and so exhausted. It was like, I can't do it.
Beat up, you know what I mean?
Beat up. So that was a good time.
It was amazing to watch. I was in the pool, and you were just like, started to get in the pool, and you're like, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, I run inside. And they're like coming off at the same time before I'm even gotten into the house yet. So.
It was a carpenter bee.
Whoa.
Do you know that only females can sting when you're a carpenter bee?
That's right. So I learned that.
Mm-hmm. Female carpenter bee wanted dad's D.
God.
Butter luck next time.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I don't know. So
that was that.
Yeah. That was great.
There's not really much to tell about that.
Yeah, there wasn't.
Yeah.
You got stung in the groin.
There you go. Good times.
Felt like people should know about that.
Hashtag moving on.
Absolutely.
So Halloween's coming up.
Play the stinger.
Halloween is coming up.
Anything can happen on Halloween.
Started watching all of the Elm Streets.
Okay.
Classics.
But this year, I think we're all going to be One Piece.
Yes, we got to. We dress up.
We dress up every year. First year, I remember Social Butterflies.
That was the first one.
Remember that? I remember crayons. And then I think there were several years in a row that we weren't open. We just like, you know, the 2020, 2021 didn't do it, so we didn't have that costume. We were the burger place.
Yeah, you were Bob's Burgers. 2019.
Mm-hmm. We're open and we will be participating.
But one of the things I always run into every year is we obviously in doing One Piece this year, we're One Piece fans, or we wouldn't be wasting our time doing it. But we also always have to think of properties that kind of have lots of characters, lots of things that people can be, as like you have employees that want to dress up, and you have some customers maybe that want to dress up. So you always think of these really large, like we did, what was it, Supernatural?
Yeah, Supernatural was last year.
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, we had a lot of people dress up for that. So that's kind of one of those things.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to join the Big Cuppa crew as a One Piece member, that'd be cool.
There's no shortage of characters.
No.
Climb aboard.
There will be a duplicate.
I know what you're thinking. One Piece is too long. I can't get into it. Don't worry, there's a Netflix show. Just watch that.
Yeah, watch that.
And as of today, we talked about Munchin on Main.
Oh, Monsters on Main.
Monsters on Main. Yeah.
We can go ahead and officially announce that Monsters on Main is on Halloween this year, which is a Tuesday. It is taking place downtown, just as it always has. Yay.
Monsters on Main.
And that's when we will be in full One Piece straw hat regalia.
We'll be in something.
Yeah.
I already bought my One Piece costume, so.
I was just thinking about it. I have nothing for it.
You just You're be okay. Luffy. It's a red vest and some jean shorts.
Oh, I have the jean shorts.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a big enough straw hat.
I have a small straw hat that you can wear.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
But tie a string underneath it.
Okay. Sounds good.
We could all be Luffy.
All Luffy.
Yeah.
I was thinking about being Luffy.
Oh.
Okay.
The smoke's getting to me.
This cereal is absolutely putting me to sleep.
Yeah,
I don't know why I just ate 6 pounds of cereal.
All right, so lots of new stuff. Oh, wait, we went to a Tenacious D concert.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. So we bailed on Pantera, but then we did go to a Tenacious D concert.
Yeah, on a Tuesday.
It had to follow up with that one.
On a Tuesday.
My back felt completely fine, and I had not received
any stings
of any nature prior. Mm-hmm. So sting-free
in the nethers.
Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
It was an awesome
so
show.
So good. So good. I even made everybody prepare an elevator speech should a chance to sell our coffee occur.
Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody remember?
Wouldn't you know it? Didn't happen.
Can't believe it. Still be prepared. Nobody remembers the elevator speech.
Something about
Blueberry.
One of their songs.
It starts out going, "Hello, Mr. Black and Mr. Gas. I'm a huge fan." And then I would go like, and I go, "Oh, sorry. I didn't mean coughing around you." And so that sort of like subliminally, now they got coffee on the brain.
Chillo, it's coffee.
Okay. And then
this is not going well.
Yeah, so then would just do a bunch of references after that. Like I would probably do some kind of Nacho Libre.
It's really good.
Yeah. Anyway, like we make coffee, it's good. Really good.
How would you
I'm back on.
A Shallow Hal reference.
You would just be Shallow Hal.
What are these chairs made out of?
Shallow Hal wants steel? Some coffee.
I think that could have worked.
Okay. And then,
in hindsight.
And then, so we went to
Gulliver
Tenacious
would
D.
travel really far for this coffee.
So we went to staff development, as we always do, Scott Fest.
Skill Haste.
In Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, as we have done for the past 6 or 7 years.
6 years. There's a lot. It's definitely not year one for us.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Year one was a film that Jackalus Black was in.
Jackalus.
That's his full name is Jackalus.
Blackalus. Legolas. Anyway. Any memories anyone wanted to share about Scott Fest? I'm just an introducer of topics.
Oh, I see.
You carry the podcast. Yeah.
This year, the meat pie stand had regular pie. They had a cherry pie.
They did.
It was very good.
Scalding hot.
Meat pie.
It was really good.
And they took cards.
They took cards.
They forced him to finally, enter the 21st century, so I was able to purchase
and
a meat
their
pie
taxes.
Again.
Yeah.
So
it's good.
I am the 2-time Oklahoma Scott Fest TM
trademark.
Drinking champion.
You're the everything champion.
I am. I was undefeated this year.
Anytime they had some... So what they would do is when they would have a musical show, they'd have some kind of band or something going. When they finished their set, these sort of MC comedian kind of guys would go up and kind of entertain the crowd for 5 or 10 minutes until the next band got set up. And what they would usually do is run some kind of game where they would pull some people out of the crowd and be like, who can chug this beer the fastest? Who has the nicest tattoo? Who can walk down a runway and look the sexiest?
Hold beer steins out in front of them the longest.
And you know, I haven't seen that one in a minute.
All three of those categories I mentioned, Michael signed up and crushed it. Won every single one of them. Mm-hmm.
If we get 20 likes, shares, and subscribes individually on this episode, we will release the video of me dancing.
Okay, well,
so make sure to smash that notification bell, hit the subscribe button, hit that like button. It's great for the algorithm, gang. And we will send you a shirtless photo of Michael.
Woo! The crowd,
that was
the like 8th time they made me take my shirt off, wasn't really for it anymore. There was a lot of sad faces out there were like, all right. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this either, but that's showbiz.
Yeah, I got to get free stuff.
Now, my favorite was the first one that you won because you're like, okay, now it's time to show everybody I can do the drinking contest.
Yeah.
We need some volunteers. And he's like, me. And they're like, absolutely, come on up. And then they mention that it's a catwalk competition. Yeah, they were like, and look on like, Michael's face like,
well, so I'm not chugging a beer.
I'm committing.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to lose. And they didn't. He didn't lose.
Got the people going.
So you want like an axe?
I want an axe for that one. I don't even remember what the second competition was.
Best tattoo.
Best tattoo. I got the Green Man for those in the know. For those not in the know, the Green Man is, this is going off Wikipedia from like 2 weeks ago now, it's like the guy that comes with like the spring for like harvest or something or another. It's supposed to be like rejuvenation. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, it was like the face of the Green Man.
Yeah.
You're supposed to like hang it on your wall or something.
Yeah. I got like a stabby stab Green knife. Man. And I got a free beer. Mm-hmm. I was hoping each prize was a free beer so I could get drunker faster. But I got a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
That's
weapons.
The next best thing.
I got just kept giving you knives.
That Mall Ninja certification. Yeah.
Any other Scott Fest memories that you would like to share with the class?
Yes. So after Scott Fest.
Post Scott Fest.
Post Scott Fest.
After party.
We decided to stay that Monday too, just as a bonus. Mm-hmm. So we went to, what was the name of that park?
The Gathering.
The Gathering. Insane park. So sick. We got to like ride kayaks and stuff for free. And that was sick.
Yeah.
We created Megaboat.
Mm-hmm. Megaboat was cool.
Megaboat, yeah. Mm-hmm. So my kayak joined forces with another kayak, which joined forces with paddleboat, and the three of us combined created Megaboat. Mm-hmm. And I played the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song on my phone while we sailed Megaboat.
Yes.
Now, so that was pretty sick.
It was amazing. But not everybody was allowed to get in a kayak. Some people were forced to use a paddleboat.
There was a weight limit.
So they used the paddleboat. You can't win knives and stuff and be a regular guy. Okay. Yeah. You get weapons or you get a kayak.
You don't get both.
I wish I had a kayak.
Kayak's on the floor.
Doesn't help that I have like an extra 30 pounds on me from this baby.
It was a combined weight thing, and Arden is pregnant right now. It was the ending. They had to fish Arden and Michael out of.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So funny. Y'all just could not get back to the dock. There's two workers like trying to like.
Two people.
Have you grabbed the pole, like trying to pull you in.
It was an actual fish the paddle boat out of the river.
Yeah.
Fishing pole, and it took two of them.
Well, we actually got to the part
where like you would go in and then like kind of essentially park your paddle boat.
Yeah.
But the problem was, is that the way that I was going already, someone was trying to come out. And they don't know how to paddle boat yet because you don't know how to do it until you're halfway down the stream.
It so was then the we, other
paddle.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how proficient we all ever got.
So then we like moved over here.
No.
And then at that point, we just were in the middle of the lake just waiting. And then I was like, I'm not going to paddle anymore. You're just going to have to fish me out because I can't steer this anymore. But yeah. I moved us all the way back. Stuck. And then there was a lot of water in our boat.
Yeah, that was fun. It was actually really great. And it was free that particular time because it was their 5-year anniversary.
Fantastic.
But then.
Fun. But then.
Listen up, all you parrot heads, because then we went to my favorite beach-themed restaurant chain.
You skipped a whole thing. Oh, wait, sorry. That was after.
Oh, it wasn't?
You were going to talk about the aquarium.
Yes.
Yeah, we went to the aquarium after we ate our meal. Man, we went to Margaritaville. Okay? You've ruined it. We went to Margaritaville.
And that was your first time going.
I've been trying to go to one for a while, but we don't live in a place where there are, I guess we're not cool enough to have a Margaritaville. So
I didn't realize that was some lifelong dream of yours.
Yeah, you got to go to Margaritaville.
We can go back.
Well, we are next year.
No, we're right now. Stop the podcast.
Eat there every day.
Got to see some sharks.
But I know. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were at an aquarium. What was the name of that aquarium?
The Oklahoma
Aquarium was awesome.
The landlocked aquarium.
The landlocked aquarium.
It doesn't look like an aquarium on the outside.
On the outside, no. I thought it kind of looked like a big dentist office.
Yeah.
I got nursing home vibes.
Yeah, nursing home vibes for sure.
Is what it looked like on the outside. But then you go inside,
mm-hmm.
and like, there's whoa. They've got those like statue cutouts where you can put your face in.
That everyone else has put their face
yeah,
in.
You yeah, you can see the cheek area like polished, and I was like, ugh, gross, I don't want to put my face on this. Yeah, they had like sharks.
They had
like
solid sea creatures.
Sharks.
They had critters.
Octopus. It was like great.
They had like Jurassic era fish that were bigger than me, mm-hmm. just floating around.
Yeah, they had this huge eel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eel was enormous.
Sea turtles. At one point, the staff members dove in there to clean it. So they were technically an exhibit as well. Mm-hmm. So they had like humans. Like it was crazy.
Yeah.
In there.
They had humans.
Yeah.
Arden got to feed the turtles.
I did get to feed the turtles.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had an octopus. That was crazy. It was like right there.
Just like big chilling. Like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Sick.
All right. Well, Scott Fest was a pretty great year because the weather was awesome. All right. But Big Cuppa has a lot going on. We've expanded our seating. Oh, I think that area, I wouldn't say it's officially finished because we still have to hang some pictures and whatnot back up. But the floor is done. The painting's done. And you can sit in the back of Big Cuppa now.
Yeah. That back area that used to just be stacked with a bunch of boxes and garbage.
The ladders are always out.
Yeah, it looked terrible back there. Well, now mm-hmm. it doesn't look terrible. There's flooring in there and not like paint drip concrete.
Yeah.
It looks legit. Mm-hmm. Bunch of tables back there.
It costs a lot of money, so I really, really need y'all.
Yeah.
One, visit Big Cuppa, and two, if you've got like a computer or something, that's a great place to go.
Yeah.
Got some two-seaters back there.
Yeah.
And it's right, the wall that the two-seaters are facing, there's like two or three outlets, so one per table, an outlet per table. So it's a great place to bring your computer and have it charge while you use it.
Yeah, it's catching on. I've seen a few people uh-huh. use it.
Yeah, I've seen several yeah. people use it so far.
It's legit, yeah.
Uh-huh. So,
you're next to the bathroom.
Yeah, also right next to the bathroom.
And someone takes a dump.
Which is, yeah, a blessing
but
and a curse.
But not too close. Yeah. Yeah, you're not sharing the wall.
Might as well
put
some seats in the bathroom.
Yeah. Just a viewport.
So, and then Joe was like, hey, there's this new way of growing coffee beans that is more sustainable, and I want to buy some beans. And it took 6 months, but we got them. Joe, would you like to discuss what that is?
Are we talking about the one we just launched?
Yep.
So that one we call Juicy Koopa Magic, and it's currently available in the shop and online in 10-ounce, 2-pound, or a 5-pound bag.
Already shipped some out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Super juicy. The The varietals are a combination of two that were spliced from two other varietals. So the trees grow a little bit better in the environments that they're growing in. Global warming. I don't know. There's a coffee rust. It's a tree disease that impacts coffee trees specifically. Mm-hmm. And so trees in that region were getting wiped out by this disease. And so creating a new one helps sustainability purposes for the farm to keep growing awesome coffee that all their labor goes to making and it's not wasted.
Right. Yeah. So these farmers would invest all their money in growing a crop of trees, of course, that give you the coffee beans, and then they would be wiped out. So their livelihood is just gone.
Especially if they were like doing like organic or something, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes normally 5 years for a coffee tree to regularly produce beans.
So it's a 5-year investment before you even get any beans from it at all. So this is a big deal, and our way of making drinking coffee more sustainable for everyone, so that, you know, farmers can do this. And plus, the taste is just great. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not an inferior, you know, this is great.
Yeah.
And so I know, you know, a lot of people talk about sustainability, and this is what it looks like in real life. Making sure you buy these types of beans that allow for these farmers to have a way of life, and not be forced to only have these one type of beans because it's the type of beans that are bought and that's it.
Yeah.
So when we come across these, Joe has been the one that's been educating me on this. We want to support farmers, and so we'll continue to purchase these types of plant.
Right. Yeah, that's good stuff. And it tastes amazing.
Yeah.
That's tastes awesome.
Juicy. Yeah,
that's the bottom line right there. Is Hoop like magic. How does it taste? And it tastes amazing. It does. It's really, really good.
Even just cracking open the bag, just the smell of the mm-hmm. beans.
The coffee was processed anaerobically, which means the coffee cherries were not dried on raised beds like a normal natural coffee would. They're stuffed in bags, sort of sitting in their own juices with a controlled amount of oxygen, and it speeds up fermentation. So you get what a natural coffee tastes like instead of you get it in 3 days-ish instead of like 2 to 3 weeks. So it's a lot faster. And then this one had a surprising amount of acidity in it when it cooled down, which was nice because a lot of natural coffees sort of just sit in the juices and they get kind of boozy or like tannicky, kind of wine-like. So yeah, this one's cool.
Kind of excited about that. And if you're into coffee or if you're just starting to get into it, Joe recently did a taste, what do you call it? A cupping. And so that's something every time he launches a new one, he does that for people. So obviously you can taste the coffee, but you also get that whole experience of what it's like when Joe, because he does a billion cuppings, you know, a year, and some don't make the mark. So like mm-hmm. recently we did, he's been searching for Brazil, a new Brazil bean. And so he's tasted a lot of Brazil beans that didn't cut it.
They're bad.
So
our quality control team graded it and we were like, no, this one's bad. But we found one mm-hmm. that we like, and that's what we're gonna, you should notice an uptick in sweetness, a little bit of acidity in some of our core blends here shortly.
Anything that would have the Brazil in it.
Mm-hmm. Which Brazil, from like most coffee shops, Brazil is a base
right.
to most blends. So kind of stoked about that.
Yeah, this Brazil could, I mean, it'd be good on its own too. I mean,
oh yeah.
It scored very well.
We're gonna launch it as a single origin mm-hmm. for sure. And we've never done that before with our Brazil. Also, fall menu.
True. Same day.
Same day.
We launched yeah. Juicy Cuba Magic and the fall menu.
Mm-hmm. Cause it's fall.
Cause it's fall. Ooh. Which is also why we spent 30 minutes eating Count Chocula in the gang.
It's finally fall.
It's finally fall. Hashtag FF, finally fall. Hashtag get your flannel. Hashtag flannel.
Hashtag take it off.
Finally flannel.
Once it gets about 11 a.m. because it's 90 degrees.
It's gotten hot these last few days.
It's not about the temperature. It's about the mindset. Well, if you give in to the heat, summer wins.
Yeah. I'm giving in to the heat.
I give in the heat every day.
This past Saturday when Joe was doing the cuppings and we launched our fall menu, I came in and all of the crew was wearing red and black flannels, and within like an hour they all had taken them off and tied them around their waist.
I didn't give up.
Yeah, okay. Good for you.
I didn't let summer win.
Mm-hmm. So flights, Joe. What's that about?
Tell us all about fall menu. What do we got?
Pumpkin. Yeah, pumpkin's on there. And we brought back the flight. that has four of the fall drinks on it. And so we're really excited to be making those again. We have a smoked vanilla latte. Brought that back.
Yes.
That's an awesome one. Yeah. Yep.
Hickory smoke infused coffee. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. The apple butter cheesecake.
That one is good.
Every time I'm in the shop, there's like 20 people ordering that drink.
Yep, we are blowing through some apple butter.
It is the top seller so far. When I look at our reports, I get, what's the best seller, everybody? You know, and it gives me the data, actual numbers. And it's usually biscuits and gravy, latte, frappa. And, you know, it goes in those generic categories. So this particular last Saturday when it launched, the cheesecake was its own category. It was the top three. Beating out biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, you beat B&G. B&G?
We almost sold out of three batches. We had to up it to three. We were just doing two, and then we kept selling out of it. People were getting mad, so we made a third batch, and we're almost selling out of it, too. We were trying to create a drink that didn't have spice in it, and so we were like, okay, well, apple is a fall flavor. Mm-hmm. What can we do? And we were missing things, and I've always kind of wanted to do it, but I just never got around to doing it, and then the inspiration train was running. It was a choo-choo and a chugging, and we just did it, and it was delicious.
The one that blew my mind when I tried it, well, actually was the cheesecake, because I was like, apple butter cold foam, gross. And then, no, I was wrong. Totally wrong.
Actually insane.
Delicious. Yeah. I remember y'all tried it together. Michael, Arden, y'all came from, I would say, B&G. I don't know what the heck you had on the tray this past Saturday.
I told Joe to surprise me, and I cannot tell you enough. I was surprised.
They brought out a trough, you know.
It was like a 13x9 baking pan, mm-hmm. and it's just, you know, piled up in the middle of it.
And Joe had his proud face on.
It was pretty good.
That mixed with like 600 milligrams of caffeine that morning.
What was even on your plate?
Dude, I don't even know. It was like everything up the morning.
The bottom layer was the burrito filling. So it was shaved ribeye, breakfast potatoes, and scrambled eggs. And then I put some crispy jalapenos on top of it, drowned that thing in some ghost pepper mayo.
That was spicy.
And then I put two buttermilk biscuits on top of that, drowned the whole thing in gravy. And then I put two fried eggs on top of that. More ghost pepper sauce, and then everything bagel seasoning, and then three strips of bacon on the side.
How tasteful. Well, it doesn't sound cheap, but if you want the trash can Benedict, just ask
the trash
Joe.
Can Benedict. Ooh, that's a good name.
Yeah, okay. That is pretty good.
That will be $30 plate.
Easily. Yeah, so. And we'll limit it to like maybe three every Saturday or something. Maybe.
It is a literal just mound of food.
Breakfast food.
You can finish it in 5 minutes. You get it for free.
So in addition to that.
But we'll put your picture on the wall if you don't.
No,
5 minutes. I'm telling you, that was hard to eat. It was a lot.
Michael couldn't
eat
it
in
5 minutes. Nobody can.
You need a cigarette halfway through. I'm telling you.
Well, you also have to do it with a flight.
You need
the way
nap.
That you did.
A flight with it? Yeah, that's a possible.
All four got to be
at least two cigarettes.
Dang, we only have the one bathroom.
No, we have a second one upstairs just for this meal.
Yeah. We don't have the plumbing.
If you finish it, you get to use the solo bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You feel you can hear like the ground shaking above you. Like,
You do. You can hear it when it flushes. Really listen.
Yeah, actually, you can.
I do want to say, though, about this particular fall menu. I haven't had all the drinks that were on it, but I've had a couple so far, and they've been really good. I feel like occasionally we bring out a menu. Our menus are always good, but occasionally we bring out a menu when I read through it, and then I actually take the time and taste them. I'm like, I get this vision of, like, this is the menu. This is like that money maker menu because it's so good. It's so... This particular one, what is the apple one that has the cold one?
The apple fizz is the one that's blowing my mind.
Okay, so here's the deal with that. Occasionally, we roll out these drinks, and this one reminds me of like the Voodoo Brew or the Shire, where when you read the ingredients, you're like, there is no way that's going to taste good. Mm-hmm. You know, you have these like, you know, lying in wait drinks, and it just, as soon as you drink it, it just springs on you. And that's what that reminds me of, because I'm like, that's going to be gross. I mean, it's not going to be good.
Well, and then, admittedly, it doesn't even look all that great. It's a milky. Yeah.
It looks like the water that sits at the bottom of Shrek's bidet.
It reminded me of these drinks like the Voodoo Brew, who we brought that out and people just went nuts over. It was fantastic. It was such a good drink, but it kind of had these elements to where like you just assume it wouldn't taste good, but it's awesome. And this fall menu is very much that way. There's a lot of just surprise, great, fantastic drinks on it. So I'm really pumped about it.
Yeah, all at this point of the like local faves section of our menu that we have are just the drinks that were so good from seasonal menus that they stuck like forever. Yeah. I feel like maybe the cheesecake or something like that is probably going to be just permanent. People are just going to keep wanting that after fall.
They did that with the Love Me Tender.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's still.
That was a peanut butter banana cold foam.
Yep.
On top of a caramel latte. It was good.
Sounds busting.
Sounds quite busting.
That's kind of what's happening with Big Cuppa. I wanted to take a moment and give a big shout out to our number one fans. When we looked at the statistics, because this is wildly popular podcast.
Oh, huge. Oh,
yeah. Massive.
Yeah. I checked Spotify. Oh, yeah.
Dozen of people.
I wish the camera was on because you can see all our awards on this back wall over here.
Yeah.
So,
listen to them. I'm hitting them.
I get offers for endorsements constantly.
At least 12 people. Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
We're like, buddy, we already have Tushy. We don't need anything else.
Yeah, we don't.
What?
I don't.
That's it's a typical sponsorship that podcasts will get. It's a bidet.
Yeah. Tushy. NordVPN? I haven't heard of them.
Audible? You ever heard of that?
Anyway,
This episode brought to you by Squarespace.
Anyway, we looked at the statistics of who's listening to us, and we have more than 12 listeners. So our top listeners are not in Morrilton.
That was surprising. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for recent episodes, I think.
What was more surprising is our top listeners are not in Arkansas or America.
What?
Is it also Frankfurt?
Thanks. I was kind of doing a thing.
You ruined the clip.
Our top listeners are in Germany, and it's number one. And so I got to know who you are. So
we need to know.
Yeah.
Put that in the they're listening, so they must understand.
Right. This is how they're learning English.
They must understand.
So I don't know if our last name is Kreutz, which is in fact German. I mean, we have family there, but we don't know them.
Is Frankfurt a sister city of Morrilton?
It is now.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You need to make that official.
So I need
the
to
Tia
know.
Tamara of the world.
I need to know who y'all are. Morrilton. What's our email? BigCuppa@BigCuppa.coffee.
Yes. BigCuppa@BigCuppa.coffee. Mm-hmm. Send us an email.
I got to know who you are.
Put a Frankfurter in a envelope.
Oh, it is.
Ship it across the ocean. When it gets here, we will eat it live on a live episode.
I'll do that.
Wer bist du? Wer bist du?
Apparently that means who are you?
Okay.
Should we translate the Who song into German?
The Who song?
Yeah.
Who are you? Okay. Sure.
I really want to know. Tell me, who are you? You, CSI.
Hallo aus Arkansas.
That's something about Arkansas.
Hallo aus Arkansas.
Ah. Schicken Sie mir eine deutsche Wurst über den Ozean.
That one seemed a little bit longer.
I just am going to assume I'm going to have to bleep whatever.
Schicken Sie mir eine deutsche Wurst über den Ozean. Englisch.
Okay.
All right. What did that
say? Ship a German sausage across the ocean to me.
I want that to happen.
I love the song 99 Red Balloons.
Russellville is second in terms of where listeners live, and then Morrilton is third. That's
Is that it? That's the I see we're at the end of the list.
I do need a promo code, though.
I thought of one earlier, but I can't remember what it was now.
That's very helpful. Thank you, Michael.
Well, the audience remembers.
Thanks for your help, Michael.
Yeah. Let's do...
Technically, for like the next like 5 days, there is already a promo code running basically till October 1st. The promo code Finally Fall will get you free shipping and 10% off your order until October.
Oh, snap.
But.
And then after that, we have to come up with a different one.
Carmelia.
And you will not have the 10% off.
Yeah, that's not a bad
one. That's not a bad one.
You keep saying Carmelia. Her name is Carmella.
Oh, it's not an I?
No.
Carmella. Carmella.
Promo code Carmella.
Use the promo code Carmella to get free shipping off your next order at BigCuppa.coffee.
but finally fall is better.
That's finally fall is better. If you order quicker, you'll save more money. So do that. Or don't. Like, whatever. Don't buy, like, any of it. Like, it's just do whatever you want.
See you next time.
On Big Cuppa.
Goodbye.
That was unrehearsed.
That really was, though.
It's so hot in here.
How did we do that?